Connor Sharif. Appreciate it, my friend. Hey, we'll wander over to the VIP line and welcome Colorado's superb Secretary of State, Scott Gessler, to the show. Scott's running for governor. He'll be in the big debate tonight, of course, at Colorado Christian University. Scott, welcome back to 710 KNUS.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, appreciate it. And I don't know whether you've seen the Gazette piece. You probably heard about it. Essentially, they're suggesting that you and Mike consider getting out so you don't split votes with Bob and allow Tom to become the nominee. So how do you react to that in a family-friendly way?
I'm not getting out. I've been in this race for about 7 months now. I think I formally announced back in September. I've been very committed to this for quite a while, and I'm staying in the race. I understand, and I respect Bob a lot, and I know that he and others are trying to create this view that everyone should step aside for him, but that's not going to happen with me.
Mm. No, and I don't think anybody can be surprised about that at all. I mean, my goodness, I must get 3 emails a day from you. I mean, the point being that your campaign has been very high energy, very organized, very dedicated, very relentless. So when I saw that suggestion, and I understand the spot it comes from, because if someone's in that camp like the Gazette is, where they don't want Tom to be the nominee because they're convinced that he'd be a disaster in the general. And I don't share that view. But if somebody has that point of view, well, then, yeah, they're looking at you and Mike and Bob, all 3 being strong candidates, and they figure you guys are going to divide the vote up and Tom's going to cruise through. What about that scenario? Is that a realistic scenario in your mind?
I think that's certainly a possibility. Tom won his primary election in 1998 when he ran for Congress with 26% of the vote because it was a 5-way primary.
Right.
So it was a fractured primary then, and that's how he won. And now, of course, we have a 4-way primary. My guess is he's hoping for the same thing. So I think that's always a possibility. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think that, as you mentioned, I've shown that I've got a strong campaign. We're not taking a back seat to anyone. In fact, this last reporting period, the numbers that just came out yesterday, I actually outraised every single other candidate. It was over a 2-week period, raised about 28,000. Tom was at 25, Bob was at 18, and Mike was at 9. So there's always that possibility, but I do think that we've got the strongest campaign, the best organized campaign, the most energetic campaign. And frankly, from a substance standpoint, I think I've got the best record. I mean, I've shown that in office, I've cut fees and I've cut regulations and I've stood on principle. And just yesterday, we announced that not only do we have the most sophisticated office in the country when it comes to software and online services, we just licensed our software to bring in $1 million into Colorado. That's going to help me keep fees low. And we just won another international award, our 3rd in a row.
Well, this is one of the things about this race is it seems to me every candidate has really positive things to talk about. And I was concerned. I've been concerned about the circular firing squad thing all along. So, I was concerned when you were publicly, critical of both Tom and Bob last week, because it seems to me you have so much positive to talk about. I think you run a great office. I mean, we interact with the Secretary of State's office all the time in my law practice. And to me, it's been a model of efficiency, competence, performance. You've won statewide. You've won a tough race. So I think you've got a lot of positive things to talk about.
Yeah, I do. And I did point out that Tom and Bob both lost their races substantially, and that's sort of been my focus. I mean, I've not called them names, and they've not called me names, and we're not saying that one another would be a bad governor. I've never said that, and they've never said that. And we're not saying, they're terrible people or personal character attacks or anything like that. So, there's a little bit of bumping and jostling, but, in the scope of things, you're right. It's been a pretty positive campaign.
Hmm. And tonight, obviously, you'll be at the debate in Colorado Christian University, 7 o'clock, broadcast live on 710KNUS.com. Oh, Scott, appreciate you being on the show today. We'll be able to confirm for everybody factually you are not getting out. And again, if you just joined
correct.
Us, the only reason we're even having this conversation is the Gazette had asked Scott and Mike Kopp to consider getting out so Bob could become the nominee or have a better chance. But appreciate your time today. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. That's Secretary of State Scott Gessler.